This meeting is being recorded.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Alabama Care. Today I have Tammy and Travis Eats, and we're going to be talking about their journey with autism. Tammy and Travis, do y'all want to say hey to the viewers?
I'm so sorry. I was just telling Hannah, hey y'all. Why is this doing this? I said, got it. Okay. I'm also not a good computer person, but I'm learning. Good morning. We're having a morning, and Travis is trying to do his list, and I was having to do his list earlier, but he wouldn't.
What's next? Tell me. I'll show y'all. Wait a minute. Let me show you. See, this is this is Travis's list, and he's making his list.
So, is the list like just what y'all need from the store, or is he like listing what y'all are doing today too?
Every single thing we do all day long.
Cool.
And And so he's had a lot of changes. He's had a lot of changes lately, which people with autism do not adapt to change well. We usually pick up his brother from school, but his younger brother just turned 16, so he's driving. Mm-hmm. So when he says baby Jason, who's baby Jason is 6 foot tall and 16 now. So he's not baby anymore, but he'll always be baby Jason to Travis. And so I thought, well, so he keeps going, baby Jason school. And I'm like, no. And so it's like trying to take that off the list. It's like, so that's like totally thrown him off the past few days.
Yes.
But it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. But then at first I thought, well, maybe I should have Trav.
Not just.
Hang on.
Trav. He's okay.
But then I thought to myself, maybe I should have him go in his room or something. I thought, you know, no, because if they want to know autism, welcome. As you know, you have good days and you have challenging days. And then you just go, okay, we're just going to go for it.
That's right. How long does it take him to adjust to like big changes like that? Yeah, because that's a big change, baby Jason. Y'all don't have to pick him up anymore. He's driving a set. How long do you think it'll take for the adjustment?
It's probably going to take a week or two.
Okay.
Yeah. And like yesterday, he just sat on the front. We have a glider swing on our front porch that he loves to sit in, and he reads books out there and stuff. And he just sat on that swing and he just waited. And he waited. And I was like,
okay, well, tell me, what else do we need? Okay, tell me. Now what? Baby Jason?
So he'll sit out there on the screen. He'll wait.
What's your favorite book to read, Travis?
Travis, what do you like to read? Say we like Blue's Clues books. Love Blue's Clues books. And then, like, I try to do, like, if it's around Easter, like, we'll get, like, one. And but the thing is, like, when he was first diagnosed at 2.5, he wouldn't speak in anything. It was more like humming, like he is right now. Mm-hmm. So, but now he can read on maybe like a first grade level, but we read every day. And he went to a wonderful doctor in, now I'm sitting Indian style, I'm getting all comfortable. he went to a great doctor in Birmingham years ago, and they did all these tests on him. Mm-hmm. And we found that he had a photographic memory.
Oh, neat.
Like he can remember anything. Like he can watch something. And that's what, when we started the concession trailer, well, first, people were wanting his lemonade and his orangeade and his strawberry lemonade. And so that's kind of how we kind of started that. And then he started watching me make things like Southern stuff, like chicken salad and stuff. And then he started watching it on YouTube. And he'll do it exactly like it's done by how he sees it. And he'll remember it. Now, and he can take like a 300 piece puzzle. He loves 300 and 500 piece puzzles. And he looks at the box and he takes it out of the box and he throws the box away. And it's just wrapped in plastic. And he has like 5 or 6 of them on his desk. And a few weeks later, he'll put them together without any picture, without anything to go by. And he can put a 300 piece puzzle together in about 5 minutes.
Oh my God, that sounds incredible.
It's like in a, just, it's just in a plastic wrapper. And he hasn't seen, you know, there's no picture or anything. He just puts it together. So you're looking, you're going, oh. This is what I love. It's like, hey, we're all moms.
No, because, you know, this was originally, we were supposed to do it in Autism Awareness Month, but then now it kind of falls, it fell on Mother's Day weekend. So, yeah, welcome to our world.
Welcome to our world.
Okay.
Okay.
We're still doing the list. I'm sorry.
Oh no, you're good. You're good. So you mentioned the Southern Sweets and how it got started. I love that. Tell us about that, like how it got started. Okay. Y'all had a food truck at one point.
We did. And we loved it. I was gonna show you. Travis is on 2017. The Alabama Department of Rehabilitation Services. I'm trying to look with the Zoom thing.
Yeah, so I see.
There's Travis. They came to our house, and it was the coolest thing. And I love them. I love too. Andrea and Samantha and Pat. And I mean, they're just the best people ever. When Travis was 15. We took him out of public school. And we enrolled him in, it was homeschooling, but it's through a church that they have a homeschooling association and they're accredited. And now the school system that in this area is good, but at the time special ed just was really lacking. Mm-hmm. And honestly, they lost Travis three times. That's a whole different story there. But I work with Emily Webster. She's an ABA, board certified ABA therapist. She's awesome. She's wonderful. I got a homeschooling program for Travis. And I just found that we did everything. We sent it to the state. He had a graduation in 2017. And there was, I think, 18 people in his graduating class, but he was the only one with special needs. But then he walked with them, and it was a very emotional time for me. But he did it. You know, and we did it. So we spent the last couple of years homeschooling. So that really helped me teach him. Wonderful speech therapist. Her name's Donna Plummer. Got to give her credit too. So she helped me with speech with him. And ABA was through Emily. Wonderful. But then we did math, and we learned how to count quarters and dollars. I was like, he can do this. He can do this. But the one thing that fascinates him is the kitchen. Kitchen always has to be clean. He loves to do dishes, and he loves to make things. That and puzzles. Now, puzzles are fascinating. First thing I did was I contacted Keith Deer, who's now retired, with Alabama Department of Rehab Services. Now, he's awesome. I hate that he retired, but it was his time because he's like, look, you know, but he is wonderful. And he was the first one that looked at me and said, I think you can do this. And, you know, all your life, when you have a child with exceptional needs, you always hear their limitations. And finally you meet these people and it's like, I think you can do this. I'm like, somebody's in our corner. It's amazing. It's a miracle. So from there, they brought somebody to our house, because when you have Travis in a different setting, he might not do like he would in his kitchen. That's why we wanted the concession trailer, because it'll be his. And he's familiar with. So they came to our house and they brought a camera crew and they set up, and I was scared to death at first because I was like, okay, what if Travis is having an off day? What if he's having a bad day? What if he's just finished his list and now he's having he just got up. I'm sorry. I'm just like, yay, he finished. But when they came in, they showed Travis the cameras, and they did this interview, and they were just wonderful. I'm looking through the magazine right now, and I'm so sorry. I feel like I'm being rude. I'm not trying to be rude. But they came in and they set up, and it was. I don't know how much I can see. They set up at our house. And they did the film crew, and it was just the neatest experience. And then they're like, this is good. This is some good stuff. And I said, I'm telling you, he makes some good stuff. But what he does is everything has to be measured exactly. Like, we have our measuring cups, and they're his. He won't let you touch his stuff. And he's so funny about it.
Yeah, so there's one in here of the concession trailer. It looked like a retro 1950s, 60s concession trailer, but we had it custom built. Oh, here it is. There's a little picture. It's hard to see. It was just a little tiny one, but you can right there. But and there's Andrea. Hi, Andrea. But they we had it custom built in an area near Huntsville. He custom builds these, and they look like retro trailers from, you know, back in the 50s and 60s. You can have them made any way. And so we talked to the state health department. I wanted a bathroom in there. And have you ever seen a concession trailer when you go to a festival or a fair with a bathroom? No, you don't. But I'm like, I want Travis to have his own bathroom and his own, because he's so clean. He washes his hands so many times because of his sensory issues. So I wanted a sink and I wanted a bathroom and I wanted heating and air and I wanted everything that he needed. He's giving me his list. You want to read it? Can I read it? Clean the kitchen, laundry. He also likes to do laundry. Then where are we going? McDonald's, chicken nuggets, french fries, Coke, Dollar General, two Doritos, Dr. Pepper, Pepsi, Diet Pepsi. What's that? Tell me. You tell me.
Sugar.
Sugar. Okay. And then what? Who's that?
Baby Jason.
Baby Jason. Then where are we going?
Grandma's house.
Grandma's house. One headphone. She has a tractor. He likes to ride it. Tractor. Uh-oh. Come home. Tractor. Daddy's coming. One headphone. Light bright. Pizza. Shower. Pair pants. Night night. All right. Thank you. I'm so sorry. And that's another thing. Every day after he makes his list, I have to read it. And now he's going to be singing. So that he'll know, look, Mom, this is our list. And this is what we have to do. Now, I can add some things in there, like if I need to go do something, but those things have to be done, or he will not sleep tonight. I mean, so I tell people, like, that, like if I need to go to a store, or I need to go, you know, pay some bills, that's fine, as long as those things are done too. So, but that's good because it gives him a form of communication. Right. And to me, communication is the key. Communication. Hey, can you put my phone up? Thank you. Communication is the key in life. You know, if you can communicate with somebody, then it's wonderful. And so when he went to Donna Plummer years ago, who's like an amazing speech therapist, we started out with pictures. And from pictures, we went to a few words. And then he just started writing things. So I was like, if he can write it and he can read it and I can read it, we're happy people. We are happy, happy.
But
okay. You want to put that up too?
Hey, Travis, what's your favorite Doritos? What's your favorite?
Oh, he has regular. He likes regular Doritos.
The cheese ones?
Yes. And he's that book that I just showed you. It was in my bedroom with the some other magazines and stuff. He just put it back because he's like organization. I'm watching him right now. He's smiling at me like,
Does he know what he wants for breakfast? Like, does he know what he wants for supper? Like, does he already knows he wants pizza tonight?
Yes. I mean, and he'll pick it out. He has his own refrigerator. We have two refrigerators in our house. That's a true story. Because like he'll go and he'll get like stuff. He wants a Pepsi or a Coke. Mm-hmm. He might not drink it right then, but he doesn't want it with everybody else's things. He wants it with his things. So like his pizza is his pizza. He won't eat the whole thing at one time, but it's like, you know, that's his. So we had to get another refrigerator, which is fine. We have our like family refrigerator and some of his stuff's in there too. But if it's something that he wants, when he goes to the grocery store and he buys in his grocery, he puts in his refrigerator. That's fine too, isn't it? So the concession trailer. People started calling us like, they're
thank
like,
you very much.
I would put stuff on, which I'm not on Facebook right now, but when I was on Facebook, I would like just kind of video and doing some stuff. And so they're like, that chicken salad looks good. So I was like, hey, well, he'll fix you some. And so he started fixing stuff for family and for friends and for like a bridal shower, just stuff.
Yeah.
And people like, so then more people were trying it. And they're like, so we started getting these messages from people we didn't know, and they were having like a party or a graduation. And I was like, so then that's when I started talking to Keith Deere from Alabama Department of Rehab Services when Travis is about 18. I'm looking at him like he's going to answer.
And I was like, hey, this can work. You know, this is
my foot eyes are down.
So
ooh, the wheels are blocked.
My husband and I started talking. We're like, what if we had a like when he was going to graduate high school? We're like, what if for his graduation we had a concession trailer built? Aww. And so I started looking it up.
Come on,
you know, I just started looking up different because we wanted him to have a job. And look at that hair. Look at that hair. I'm rubbing his head. So because I knew that like just going to like a festival or fair and having like a tent would not work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the heat and just the open space. He needed something that's enclosed. He needed his. Mm-hmm. So we went that route and we went up to talk to a gentleman who made these trailers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first I contacted the state first and asked him. And the one guy, he was great. Everybody there was great for the state health department. Mm-hmm. But, well, we've never known of anybody who had a bathroom. But they had certain regulations, like you had to have a separate tank and you had to have separate water, you know, everything. So we're like, okay. So then we took those plans and went up to Huntsville to meet with this gentleman who builds these. And he's like, this is doable. So it took several weeks because, and we went up there during the construction part of it to check it out a few times. It's all fun. And then here it came.
What is it, Dad?
And we had two commercial juicers. I mean, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. We had the best time. And we met some of the greatest people all over Northeast Alabama at some of the festivals. We went to some car shows that were so neat. And we met some of the nicest people. And then 2020 happened.
Mm-hmm.
And everything just kind of shut down.
So, thank you very much.
And we had the concession trailer park outside. And this is beautiful area. I call it the landing pad because it was, you know, concrete and it was just, but it was for the concession trailer. And Travis kept saying trailer, trailer. And when he would say trailer, that meant he wanted to go and, you know, make stuff and sell stuff at the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing was going on. Everything. There was no festivals. There was no fairs. There was no car shows. There was nothing. And so after several months of him getting upset because he kept saying trailer, because like I said, being autistic, he was very routine. Most weekends we would go to a festival somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
My husband and I made the decision, maybe out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
You know, meaning that if we sold it, he would eventually quit asking because the meltdowns and getting upset was making it worse. So we decided somebody was interested in it, and so we sold it and it broke our hearts. I mean, like, well, 2020 was like crazy for everybody and so many changes anyway. So it's like, okay. Maybe one day we'll, you know, buy another one, have another one made, built. But we just thought for that point, it's better to wait, you know, just to sell it and to. So we did. And but we took everything out. Like we still have the commercial juicers and we have a popcorn machine and like everything that was inside except for my nugget. I love nugget ice, you know, like I call it Sonic ice.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh, yeah.
We had it installed in there because if you take some lemonade or strawberry lemonade and you pour it over that nugget ice.
I know. We had the Epilepsy Foundation has like a fundraiser called Lemonade for Livy. And that's exactly what we did last year. We set up a lemonade stand in front of my husband's office and we advertised it. It was like Sonic Ice and Chick-fil-A lemonade.
Yes. Well,
and
it's like
star.
You say twinkle, twinkle, and it's like you get a double dip because like you get the drink and then you can eat the ice and it's got the lemon flavor. Well, like his orangeade, the orangeade recipe is actually I'm originally from North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I've lived in Alabama now for 25 years, so I'm like an adopted Alabamian, but I'm originally from North Carolina. And there's this little soda shop called Pat's Soda Shop.
Uh-huh.
And they made orangeade. And what it is fresh oranges and lemons and limes. And I had a splash of pineapple juice because I love pineapple just to see how it would taste.
Uh-huh.
You mix it up and like if you want the diet kind, you put Splenda or something in it. If you want regular, you put a little bit of sugar. Mm-hmm. And you just blend it all up and you mix it. And it is so good. It is so good. And then if you put the Sonic ice in there and then you eat that ice after you drink it, it's like a citrus fruity drink. And it is just, and everybody was loving it. And they're like, what is this? And I said, well, so I tell people about Pat's Soda Shop I mean, from North Carolina, that little tiny soda shop, like you would see off of maybe the Andy Griffith Show on Mayberry or something. And people loved it. So I just took that recipe and he started making it and people loved it. And then we were selling that by the gallons.
Yeah.
Like we would buy gallon jugs and just sell it. And so in the concession trailer, I mean, it would always sell out. I mean, yeah. We would be going, if we were close by a Sam's, and we were at an event and we started running out of like oranges, my husband would look at me and go to Sam's quick. And I went, Travis and I, we'd go to Sam's real quick. And we'd like throw a bunch of those orange bags in there with the lemons and the limes, but it's all worth it. Mm-hmm. And with the commercial juicers that we have, it take him long to just zip. And he throws them in a certain bag when he's finished with them. It's a process, but we had fun. This is new to Zoom meeting. He's looking at me like, what?
And doesn't he like to cut fruit?
Yes. I mean, like, with the orangeade, now you have the big oranges, then you have the lemons, then you have the limes. And when he takes them all out, all the oranges here, all the lemons here, all the limes here. He has a certain cutting board, and it's a very large cutting board. He has a certain knife, and it's a safety knife. It's a good knife. He'll cut. I mean, he does it so quick. People are like, how does he do it so quick? I'm like, it's amazing. Just like when he makes when he makes the chicken salad.
Glory to the Lord.
Now he's singing a gospel song. So he's looking at me. I'm sorry. I get so distracted.
But, I do too.
But when he makes the chicken salad.
Jeff Fisher.
The pickles have to be over here. The apples have to be over here. The celery has to be over here. And we do boneless, skinless chicken breasts, which are hard to find right now. I don't know what's going on. Why is there a shortage of chicken? Especially here in Alabama. So we cook that like overnight in the crock pot. And Travis being autistic. He has sensory issues, so he doesn't like to touch raw chicken, and I can't blame him because I really don't like to either.
Oh yeah,
that's my part. That's exactly. And with him, it's we even had to find because he's a big boy. He's 6'2", and he has large hands.
We had to find
gloves. Thank goodness Amazon has everything in the history of the world. I think you can find anything. But everything is cut precisely. Everything. And he does it himself. And then when he finishes, he cleans that kitchen, but he won't let you help. And everything is done just perfectly. And one of the things, speaking of the concession trailer, when we would go to these events, we got to know a lot of the health inspectors because it was basically the same ones that like covered all of Northeast Alabama and even Central Alabama. And they would look like this. They would go, I know who this is. And they would have to go in there, but they're like, we know we're going to give you 100 because we know who's going to be running it. And they would go over to Travis and they would hand him their, you know, the inspection, the 100%, because I mean, everything in there, he made sure the straws were like evenly put out. The cups were even, and if anything was out of place, he would just go fix it. I mean, it was like, that's how clean and he is just organized like that. I wish he could teach his 16-year-old brother how to be that way, but you know, it's okay. But no, that's how he is. We just had the best time with it, and I'm hoping that maybe one day,
Tracy's handy.
Our youngest son has 2 more years of high school, and when he gets out of high school, we're actually looking at maybe having our own little diner place for Travis. We're looking at, because like he makes chicken salad subs, he makes barbecue subs, he can make a club sandwich that is so good because he puts the ham and then he layers bacon and then he layers turkey and it's like layered and he does it perfectly. So we're thinking about doing maybe something like that, and to have his orangeade and his lemonade and his chicken salad back out there again. But we're gonna wait 2 more years because baby Jason, who's 6 foot baby Jason. He is getting ready to be a junior this fall in high school. He does play sports. He plays baseball. And he's probably going to be, hopefully, prayerfully, playing college baseball because he's been getting some letters and stuff. So we've got a lot going on right there. And so, as you know, as a parent, you really have to divide your time.
Right.
And even then, you know, you have to make sure that, and we also have, we have an older son who's almost 29. He's married and his wife's a teacher. And he's a high school football coach, my oldest son, Dylan. And they have our three grandchildren.
Huh.
We have two grandsons and a granddaughter. And she's a month and a half. Yeah, so we just had a new addition to the family. So, and it's like you really try, as you know, as a mom, to like Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
As a mother, you want to divide your time. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I feel like a banana that's being peeled. You know, you're going here, you're going there, you're going here. And also, I have my parents who are 75 and 73, and my dad just had a stroke back in January. So my brother and I and my husband and my sister-in-law, we're trying to help in that situation too, since my dad's home. So it's like you really try to navigate. I told my husband the other night, sometimes I feel like my brain is like an oven and all four burners are on and you're just going, okay. Something has to get on medium low right now because, you know, and so do we want to have a diner for Travis and have people asked us? People have actually asked us, is he going to start catering again?
Yeah,
he is catering. We deliver. We do. I said, hey, we'll do DoorDash any day. He's actually, there's been a business, a company that wanted him to help with their luncheon. And we did. I mean, so we'll deliver. Absolutely. Concession trailer, we probably won't go that route again, even though it was so much fun.
Yes.
So much fun. But we would like to, once Jason graduates in 2 years, and actually we'll probably start the business process of it when Jason, right before the end of his senior year, so we can kind of navigate through that and work through that. And but that's our goal, is for Travis to have his own business again.
Very cool. And so you have three sons?
I'm sorry, what?
You have three sons? Travis is the middle?
I have three sons. I have three sons. Dylan is the oldest. He's 28, almost 29. And then Travis is the middle one. Travis, the middle son. And then Jason, who's 16.
So I noticed that Travis has like a smooth face. Does he shave?
Yes. It's interesting you just said that. I'm going to tell you a funny story. You could probably relate to this, okay? Travis, come here, let me show. See? He loves his electric razor. He loves his electric razor. But you have to really watch him. Because one time, I'm just going to go ahead and tell on myself. One time I heard him in the bathroom. I thought, oh, because I help him with his showers. He can do pretty much most of it. But one time he got shampoo in his eyes. So he doesn't like to, he wants somebody to help him with the shampoo now. So I was like, he's fine. So he did that. And then he's very funny about it. He tons of deodorant. I mean, he is like, I always tell people, when you smell Travis, you're smelling some clean kid, because he is he's very clean. He's like extremely, he takes sometimes 4 showers a day, which is fine. Like if he's outside, he gets sweaty, he goes and takes a shower. He gets in a pool, he gets out, he takes a shower. It's just the way he is. And I'm like, hey, that's great. Not complaining, because he's clean. Right. But he loves his razor. He loves the vibration of it. And so one time I heard him in there and I thought, oh, he's just going to shave. And I was in the kitchen, and before I could get to the bathroom, he shaved his eyebrows. He was just feeling the vibration and feeling the vibration. And he just put, and I said, he looked interesting. He did. And I wish I had a picture at one time. He goes to an amazing, I'm going to take a minute to brag on my church. We go to Church of the Highlands at Grant's Mill, the main location. And they have an amazing, when I say amazing, an amazing program for people with exceptional needs. The director is wonderful. She's got the sweetest heart in the whole history of the world. The director, Shannon, she has a sister with exceptional needs. So, they have a sensory room. They have their classroom, then they have a sensory room. It's just wonderful. And the reason why I'm mentioning his friendship group, because of all the kids in there, 2 days after he shaved his eyebrows, it was a Sunday, you know, 2 days later, and I just went, Shannon, here's what happened. And everybody's laughing, because, you know, what do you do? He didn't hurt himself. He just looked like, you look like RuPaul. You know, like the drag queen, like they had no eyebrows. I said, so, you know, I said to Travis, look like RuPaul right now, but that's okay. I mean, like, he's, and look, he's got Kimmy Travis. See how thick his eyebrows are? Gone. They were gone. He looked like he looked like well, like I said, I mean, he looked like RuPaul or like a drag queen, you know, because they always shave their eyebrows and stuff. So then, but his hair thankfully grows fast. So the next Sunday when he went to friendship group at church, they go, Travis, your eyebrows are back. And I'm like, yeah.
So now did he realize what he did? He just didn't care.
I think he was just feeling the vibration. And when I went, Travis, and he just went, I know, what'd you do? And I always say, sometimes you just have to laugh.
Yeah.
And that's what we did. We just laughed. We just laughed because what do? You know, he didn't hurt himself.
Right. And that's okay. Don't grow back.
That's right. I mean, so that's like, and that's like, you know, okay, when the grandbabies come over, because our two oldest are four, he'll be five soon, and our middle grandbaby, he'll be three next week. And, you know, when they come over, one time they came over and took a whole thing of baby powder and just poured it all over the floor and started playing in it. And they're like, it's snow, you know, but it really wasn't. But I'm like, that's okay, because it is so good to just laugh at the chaos and have fun. If nobody's hurt, if nothing is wrong, then especially to me, this is my philosophy. After 2020, we all need happiness. We all need joy. And if it means accidentally shaving your eyebrows as long as you didn't get hurt, let's laugh at it. And if that means the grandbabies pour a whole thing of baby powder on the floor and roll in it, they smell good.
That's how I am with my almost 3-year-old. I just kind of let her make messes and she can be cleaned up, and she's learning and having fun, so not a big deal.
That's right. Because, you know, there's a lot of bad stuff going on in this world. Let's just laugh at the chaos and enjoy life. And so that's what we do. And he absolutely loves to watch baby Jason baseball. Jason, our 16-year-old, he's played baseball since he was 3. And so people are like, how are you going to do that with Travis? Because he has sensory to heat, like most people with autism. He has sensory to light, like bright lights. When we go to the beach, he does not go on the beach during the day. Like, nope, first thing in the morning or in the evenings. But we go and we do things like game rooms and stuff in the middle of the day because he has heat sensory and he has light sensory. So when we go to baby Jason baseball, we look like, and so you're so much younger than me, but have you ever seen the Beverly Hillbillies? The Clampets, you know, the Clampets, the beginning, like of the opening credits, they have this vehicle and it's like loaded down with stuff.
Yeah.
Even though it's an old, okay. I feel like we're the Clampets when we have our Suburban going down the road when we go to a baseball game or baseball tournament if we're there all day. Because we have, sometimes we bring a small generator. We have fans. We have tents. We have two wagons that we take Travis's things because he has to have his things, you know. So literally, we take this a production, kind of like when we had the concession trailer. It's a production, you know, to load everything up. And that's how it is with baseball games and baseball tournaments, but it works. It works because now, I mean, he sets up his tent and we have fans, but it's a way to keep him comfortable in the day and for him to be able to enjoy watching his brother. And he's happy.
He still gets to be there for baby Jason and then also comfortable. I mean, that's huge. I mean, I can't I sometimes wonder how people get the energy because I mean, it's hard when you have a child with, like you say, exceptional needs. Like, it's hard to get in and out of the house.
It is. I mean, you really feel like you're taking half the house with you. But that's okay. I have asked me before, how do you do it? Because my husband's 53 and I'm 50. And I said, caffeine in Christ. Mm. And that's, I'm telling you, Java and Jesus. And I know that sounds like a, you know, a cliche. Well, like, oh yeah, no, no, I'm serious. I tell people I get up at 4:30, sometimes 5 o'clock. Sometimes 5 o'clock. Sorry. I'm watching. Don't get that razor. Don't get that electric razor. No, I'm kidding. I get up about 30 minutes before everybody else. Mm-hmm. In the house, and it just gives me a little bit of me time. And I start with coffee, and then I go to tea, and then I'm like, okay, I'm good. And I do have, and I honestly, I do a small daily devotion. I said just to me a little bit of time with me and God. Mm-hmm. I really try that, and I think that every mother in America or in the world needs to have just a little bit of time for their self first thing in the morning, just to kind of get that jolt. And then I go, okay, woo, let's go. Because a few weeks ago, we had baseball games, high school baseball games, every single evening. Every single evening, we had baseball games. And then I was helping with my dad some during the day, and I was bringing Travis over there. And then I'd come home and help with getting Jason homework, studying for tests, get Travis ready for bed. And then it'd be like midnight or 1 o'clock, then 4:30. No. Okay, 4:30, the alarm goes off, but let's be honest, I hit snooze a few times. And then about 5 o'clock, I hear my coffee. I'm like, okay. So I just have a little bit of caffeine. Okay, a lot of caffeine. I'm not going to lie. And a daily devotion. And I go, you know, I know I'm going to make mistakes today. I know it's not going to be perfect because there's no perfect day. But I just want to do the best I can because we all fall short and we're all going to make mistakes, especially a mother. I feel like a mother, I feel like I'm like, I've made so many mistakes today. But I've tried my best.
Right.
And some days it's good, and some days your 22-year-old autistic son shaves his eyebrows. You just gotta say, you know.
What time does Travis get up in the mornings?
It depends. Uh-huh. Most of the time, if we've had bad weather, he doesn't sleep well. Yeah. The barometric pressure always bothers him. We have discovered peppermint essential oil is the best thing as far as a headache because he can't swallow pills and he kind of gags on liquids. So we really have to navigate what he can take and what he can't, because I mean, like maybe a small Tylenol, but so like right now he has a headache.
I was wondering like if he was sensitive to touch because he didn't. He acts like he really likes you touching him, but it's because he has a headache.
Look, go get your peppermint. And sometimes he can understand. But so like last night we had some storms, and right now I don't know where you're at, but looks like we're getting ready to have some more rain coming
in. That's true.
I'm looking at my window right now. So on a good night, he'll sleep maybe 4 or 5 hours. On some nights, if we get home late from a ball game or something, it takes him a little bit to unwind. Oh, and that's another thing. Okay, say we have a 2-day ball game, or, you know, 2-day tournament or something. You think, oh, just leave the stuff in the car. No. Travis believes in you take everything out. Everything, and you put it up where it's supposed to be, so that the next morning at 5 o'clock in the morning or something, you have to take everything back out and you have to load it back up. Same thing with a concession trailer. If we had a 2-day event and we would come home, which most of the stuff, like we had a refrigerator in there anyway, and we just plugged it into a plug we had outside, it's like, okay, perfect. No, you had to bring everything in the main house and then load it back up the next morning. Yes So much fun, but it's okay. I mean, but that's, like I said, that's part of the life of having a person with autism. They are so structured. And so it's like Sundays, if we don't go to church, because he absolutely loves friendship group at Church of the Highlands, because he has his friends and they do so much. And it's such a loving, warm environment. And he is so happy. So if there is a Sunday, there's only been like 3 since we've joined the church that we haven't been able to go. And it was, one time there was severe weather and I didn't, because it takes us about an hour to get there from our house. And so we didn't go. And the other times it's been because my dad was coming home from, you know, the hospital. We're trying to get things ready for my dad. But nobody can tell Travis it's a Sunday.
Tracy's
But he will wake up on a Sunday and say church.
Once again, it's the crazy. I think it's the craziest thing. And I don't mean that like, you know, in literal sense. Yeah, right. But I'm like, why does he know it's Sunday? But he was on his list. Church. And so,
that's something.
If we can't, then it's sometimes challenging. But it's only been 3 times. So I really try to every Sunday go to church. So for him, because now that he's aged out of school, which I would say, even though we homeschool them now, it's so important for them to have peers and to have people that, you know, other than mom and dad and brother and baby Jason that they hang out with.
Right. And I'm so blown away. Like you talking about the length that you go to for the baseball games, because that's like, I'm a huge believer. Like I never want my other kids to feel left out or held back because of their sibling. So I love that so much.
And
so
for people, I'm gonna go ahead and tell you, you know, the sibling will feel that because that's one thing with my oldest son. When Travis was first diagnosed, my oldest son was 6, 7, about that. And my mistake, totally my mistake. For the first year or so, I had to just, I basically did, and my mom and dad were there for Dylan, my oldest, which was great. Mm-hmm. It was wonderful. But I'm his mom.
Right.
My mom is not his mom. You know, my dad is not his parent. Trav, baby, look at me. What's wrong? Oh, I just got lipstick on. But it's so important that there's only one mom.
Right.
And although I'm a big advocate for self-care, which I need to practice what I preach on that a lot. Mm-hmm. But we have to remember that your child only has one mom, and grandma can be at the ball games and grandpa can be at the ball games, but they want mom.
Right.
And it's hard. It is very, and when you have another child that has exceptional needs.
No.
You just have to find a way.
Dandy.
And now sometimes it's not possible. Sometimes it's not. And then that's, you know what I say?
Handy dandy.
If you're lucky enough and you're blessed enough, you'll have a family member. My best friend, her name is Cindy. I want to shout out Cindy. She's come a couple times and sat with Travis. And they call her Aunt Cindy, even though we're not like blood related, but she's my best friend. And she has come to stay with Travis. While I went to the baseball banquet last week because Jason was getting an award and it was important for mom to be there and dad. So there's times that I'm like, you know what? Travis loves to go to baseball games, but he could get given 2 cents to go to a sit down dinner and watch awards. So Cindy came over and she spent time with Travis and they had fun and they did puzzles and crafts and stuff. And I got to go and be 100% to my other son. And that's when, as a mom, I look back at my oldest son. And when Travis was first diagnosed, it's like, I just dove all in for Travis. And it's a grandma and grandpa right there. And I do appreciate that, them stepping up into that role that I should have been in. But looking back, I should have said, okay, I need to find the right doctors and the right therapists and the right things for Travis. But at the same time, I do have Dylan. My oldest son, and he needs mom at that game. Dylan is my football boy. Let's say now he's a high school football coach, but I needed to be there, and I was there eventually. But it just took me a while to kind of navigate. And as a mom, it's really, really, really 110% important for us to try to be that. I call it the banana. So when we're peeled evenly.
Right.
So we have. This is for him, and this is for him, and this is for him. And then one day you're going to have grandkids, and it's going to be like, ooh, okay, Rangers, here we go. 13,
7, so,
yeah. I'm sorry, but I mean, that's kind of a big thing for me because I saw my mistake. I saw my mistake.
Wonderful list.
What I did with my first son. So now, we do take half the world. We do. And that's okay. Am I exhausted by the end of a tournament?
It's lonely.
Do I have extra caffeine? Caffeine in Christ. Come on, God. Come on. But yeah, because you know what? They're going to grow up just like that. And, you know.
Right. Well, at first, when he was first diagnosed, it was so new. It's almost like maybe you didn't have a choice but to learn. Did you know anything about autism before Travis?
Nothing.
I mean, movies like Rain Man and stuff, and you think that. And me, when it was first diagnosed by two neurologists at Children's in Birmingham, I just like went, so you go through this like shock. Mm-hmm. And then for me, I went through, well, he's going to get better because they're going to give him some kind of miracle pill and they're going to do some kind of therapy. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to wake up and he's going to be 100% better. You know, that was my mindset. And maybe not all parents go through that, but that was mine. And then I went through a very bad anger. Mm-hmm. Not at him.
Yeah.
And,
right.
And not at myself.
Like, well, why? You know? Yeah.
Why? Why God? Because I did everything right. He was 9 pounds, 13 ounces. I did have gestational diabetes with all three of my boys, but I stayed away from sugar. I stayed away from caffeine. Me, I'm caffeine girl. I stayed away from, you know, I breastfed him. It's like he was a breastfed baby, no caffeine. I tried to eat the right foods. What did I do? So you go through that guilt. And then you go over the hurdle of acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big hurdle to go over. And a lot of people know this, our close friends, but hey, I'm talking to a lot of people right now. This is weird, but Dylan and Travis were from my first marriage.
Mm-hmm.
I was married and it was like everybody thought we lived the perfect life, and it was we were married for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And when Travis was diagnosed, and I'm not bad mouthing my ex-husband in any way, shape, or form, but a lot of people go like this.
You have one parent that says, some places it could bring you closer together, but then in some cases kind of tear you apart. I've heard that, like the divorce rates are higher.
It is. Because he wasn't ready to accept, mm-hmm. and I had no choice because one of us had to.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Actually,
I mean, like I said, I'm not bad mouthing him in any way, shape, or form. It's just maybe it takes people longer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He has not seen Travis in years, and that's fine.
I was wondering that just now.
That's and yeah, that could be a whole different conversation. You know what I'm saying? That could be a whole different. And then he's remarried, and now he's gonna do Christmas songs. And he's remarried, and I'm remarried, and the man that I married is Travis's dad.
Oh,
Travis. When we first met, Travis was 3. So I had been recently divorced, and I filed for divorce, and we went through counseling. We tried everything, counseling. We tried, and it just, like I said, that could be a whole chapter right there. Mm-hmm. There are several layers, several factors of that. But mm-hmm. long story short, we divorced. He does have a relationship with our oldest son, and that's great.
He does.
And I'm thankful for their friendship. I mean, and their relationship, you know, and that's them, and that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. With Travis, it was just different. And you know what? I had to learn that that's okay, because mm-hmm. I had a lot of anger for my ex-husband for a long time. But then I think when I look what God did do, God mm-hmm. brought a man into our lives, my husband, and we've been married. Oh, gosh, let's see. Jason's 16. So we've been together 18, almost 19 years, because he's probably 23 next week. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, more than that, I had to think about it, because I mean, we didn't, you know, we were friends first, because I was like, I'm not getting remarried.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because back then I thought if his biological father can't accept him, how can anybody else? I mean, that was my mindset. And so it took a while. And so we were, me and my husband Jay, we were great friends for a long time. And then it just kind of grew. But we got married, and then a couple years later, here comes baby Jason. So the caboose. I'd already had two kids, and he has a great relationship with Dylan.
Uh-huh.
But and then he is Travis's dad. You know,
I love that.
And the only dad he's ever known. And Jay goes to, he went before he got out of before Travis got out of school, he went to every IEP. He went to, and he still to this day goes to every doctor's appointment, every therapist, I mean, everything. So I thought that this was just God's way. You know,
yeah.
and over the years, I've had to accept it's okay. you know. And like I said, 2 years later, we had Jason. Jason, because Jay and I were both in our 30s. He's a few years older than me. And I was like, well, if we're going to do this, I'll do this one more time. Mm-hmm. And I had some problems. So I had to go to my doctor at St. Vincent's. And she said, it might not happen. It might. And sure enough, it did. So Jason's here. And then I was like, okay, three boys, I'm good. So, have you... I'm gonna ask you a question. I know you're the interviewer, but I'm asking you. Okay. Have people looked at you like you're having another one? Isn't your life already kind of full? I've only had one person ask me that when I was pregnant, and it was a family member. Because they're like, here's what they said, but you already have Travis. And I went, meaning because I mean he was, I mean, I'm very busy and very hands-on and everything. And I said, well, you know. And I already have Dylan, too. And he was older. But I said, yeah, you're right. I already have Dylan and I already have Travis. But if God didn't want me to have another one, I wouldn't have another one. You know, I mean, you know, no matter what you do or what kind of fertility specialist you go to or whatever is going on, even if you have to have surgery like I did to be able to carry another child, if it if God says it's not going to happen, it's not going to happen. So, but yeah, so I was like, well, yeah, but you know what? Jay is like, I'm telling you, Jay, my husband is so hands-on that I finally had a true partner. You know, like, so when I feel like myself and I'm peeling my banana, you know, trying to be in different places, I have that partner there too. When Travis graduated high school and he walked with his class, you know, in the home booth there, it's through Church of God Church, Harvest Church of God. They have a great homeschooling program, but they do a big graduation and they have a big auditorium. Jay walked Travis down the aisle to get his diploma. And it was like a life skills diploma. Obviously it's not a regular diploma, but he had to do certain things. And Jay had on his, you know, suit and tie, and Travis had on his graduation gown, and they walked down. He got and then sat there with the group. And I was just in tears. There's no way I could have walked down with him because I cried the whole time. I was like, wow. But then, so yeah, he's his dad.
Yeah, I don't think anybody had ever asked me that, but I know just me and Tim, we were back and forth about having more kids because Charlie, the whole first 3 years of her life, we were just constantly in the hospital and she needed extra attention. And then what it came down to, we were just like, well, that's, you know, nobody can help that she is the way she is. And it wasn't fair to keep her from having a sibling, and it wasn't fair for us to not have any more. So we just we're just doing it. We're going.
That's right. And it's okay. It's okay. That's what I tell people. I'm like, now I look at coming Jason and Travis's relationship. And they're so close every night. And see, luckily my teenager who, you know, he's 16. So he doesn't like me talking about, he's at that age. Like, don't take a picture of me, mom. Don't say anything. I mean, a few years ago, he was like, take my picture. And now it's like, you know, he's at that age. But every night, every single night before Jason goes to bed, because Travis sometimes won't go to bed till like 2 o'clock in the morning. But before Jason goes to sleep, he'll go in Travis's room and he'll make eye contact and like he'll get like right in Travis's face and he says, good night, Travis. I love you. And then Travis goes, I love you too. Yay!
Every night. Oh my gosh.
Yes. And they've done that for years and years. And so it's like little things like that that I go, I know when the time comes, and I hope it's a long time from now, caffeine and Christ. So the reason why I say that is because I need my caffeine, but I have a long time for it. I hope I live to be 100, but if I don't and God does call me and Jay home, I know that Travis is going to be okay.
Yeah.
Because we're talking siblings. He's got siblings that love him and adore him and that are going to make sure that he's okay. You know? Yeah. And that's why I said it's so important. Like your Charlie, it's so important for Charlie. She needs siblings. That kind of love. Quit showing yourself. He's like lifting his shirt up. Hang on just a minute.
Read this. Run.
Can you get me a water? I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. I know we always like Tim and I make it a point to try to like take care of ourselves the best we can because, you know, we have
You look great. Oh. I mean, and you're like pregnant and you look that good. I'm like, I'm so jealous.
That's funny, but yeah, I think about getting older and it's like, gosh, I've got to, you know, take care of myself because we have to also take care of Charlie.
Yes.
So we're doing our best.
It's
How old is Charlie? She just turned 6. So I mean, she was just in and out of the hospital a lot, like up until she was probably close to 4. Like the longest she's ever been in the hospital was probably close to like 3 weeks, I think. But she started off with a lot of seizures, so we would run to the hospital every time she had a seizure because we were scared to death. And then after that, she started having like some respiratory issues. And so that was really scary. Like she had to be when she would go to preschool, if she caught a cold, she would end up being intubated from a cold. But since right after Parker was born, because Parker went with us a handful of times and stayed with us in the hospital right before COVID hit. And then they got Charlie on a good breathing treatment and then a couple other things. And then the combination has kept her out of the hospital. And we've had a couple of ER visits, but she hasn't had hospital stays in a long time. So we spent a lot of time in the hospital like the first 3 years just because we were so scared.
I understand. I completely understand. And now when we say hospital, was it Children's?
Yeah, it was Children's. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. I don't like getting there, I mean that whole, it's like UAB, which is like right there too, because that's where my dad was after a stroke. And we're from Little Heflin. We got the country roads. I mean, like the most exciting thing is when a cow gets out of the pasture and they're on a little country road and you're like, okay, the cows are out. That's excitement around here. Yeah. But that area by UAB, I'm just like, God, get me through. Come on now. It's scary.
Yeah.
But I mean, wonderful doctors at UAB and Children's. I mean, it's like you do what you got to do.
I know. They made us just feel secure. And like during such a scary time, they made us feel like, I don't know, just comfortable, I guess. Just not afraid. They do. We were in a safe place.
And that's why I said to me, Children's, they just make you feel like everything's going to be okay. And that's, I'm so thankful for that, for them.
Yes.
They're the ones that said that's where Travis was diagnosed, and it's been years ago, but it's one of those things you never forget. But then it's like, okay, but then they're like, okay, but we're here for you.
Yeah.
And then I also went down, and I know I'm kind of going all over the place with this, but I went down to Auburn for 6 weeks one summer. I drove back and forth because they have an amazing Auburn University. And I mean, honestly, I'm a Carolina girl, so I'm a Tar Heel, okay? Because people always say you have to choose Alabama or Auburn when you move to the state. Love them both. Great colleges, both of them. But Auburn has got an amazing autism program down there. They have a professor down there that his mind is just amazing and beautiful. But they offered for parents and for teachers and parapros a workshop for autism. And so it's for parents too. So I rode down there back and forth, drove down there back and forth for 6 weeks. And that's, let's say, when Travis was little. And learned a lot. So I always tell people, if you have a child that's diagnosed, find good resources.
Yeah.
It's so important. It is so important to find the right doctors, the right caregivers, the right therapists, and then find people that say, I understand. I get it.
Do you know the name of the class at Auburn?
Golly, no. It's been so long ago. I'll text it to you, though, because I got to think about that. I mean, it's been, Travis was little, and I don't even know if they offer it anymore, but if they do, oh, my gosh, every parent should try to go, because it is wonderful. And then we had, like, early intervention. I'm thinking back. You know, Travis is almost 23, so I'm trying to think back 20 years ago through the ARC of Calhoun and Cleburne County. And the lady, I guess a caseworker, her name was Jeannie Anderson. She was so funny. And she was one of the ones that really helped us kind of find the right resources. But now, you know, you can contact Autism Speaks of Alabama. They're in Birmingham, or the Autism Society. Yeah, and they have so many good resources. You know, it's even over, over 20 years ago when he was diagnosed, they didn't have the things that they have now. And so you really feel isolated and alone.
Mm-hmm. My job.
And Travis is getting so loud. I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine.
But I say, you know, people will say, you want to see what it's like with having a child with autism? Well, some days he's real quiet. And some days he's not. And that's okay.
That's okay.
I will say that when he has like that word search game, like a round game, he loves that because it helps, like if his mind's going in 100 different directions, if he can sit down with a puzzle or sit down with a word search game or something, he does that, kind of calms him down.
Oh, yeah. But
like, say he goes to a Baby Jason baseball game and there's all the music and the stuff, you know, all the stuff. He's a little bit hyper.
Okay. Wear those earmuffs or anything?
He has his earbuds.
Okay.
And he loves them. When you see Travis, you'll see his phone and his earbuds. Because he tunes out a lot. Because, you know, ball fields, I mean, it's people get loud and they get rowdy. And you'll see Travis just dancing. And he can be dancing to, he likes gospel music, but he also loves Christmas tunes. So you'll hear him belt out a Christmas tune in July because he loves it. He loves it. So it kind of helps him kind of diffuse a lot of the noise and so much stuff that goes on. And he's kind of like in his own zone. But he also loves being there. Mm-hmm. And that's why we have to take half the world.
Charge.
That's okay too.
Charge.
So for the people who are interested in like y'all cater, and how far would you travel to deliver?
So we live between Oxford and Heffley.
Come on, bye now.
But I mean, that's greatest. If even if people in the Birmingham area, I tell you what we did do. About a year and a half ago, when Lakeshore, Alabama Department of Rehabilitation Services, which is really long and I don't want to tongue tie my words, when they opened their new facility at Lakeshore, Andrea and all them and Pat, hi Andrea and Pat, but they asked if Travis could cater to their grand opening, and it was so awesome. And we just brought trays and trays of chicken salad and orangeade. And yeah, that was right there in Birmingham. And we're used to going to the Birmingham area anyway. Like I said, with Jason, Jason's travel baseball team's out of Birmingham. And we go to Hoover all the time. Uh-huh. So,
charge.
Wouldn't mind at all.
So how, like if somebody wants to get y'all to cater, how can they reach out to you?
Well, I can give you my cell phone number. I am on Instagram. Uh-huh. I need to get back on Facebook because so many people are on Facebook. I just, about a year and a half ago, I took a year off because people, not a lot of people that I personally know, but if you ever noticed, a lot of people, when it was on Facebook, there was a lot of political stuff and a lot of just hateful stuff. And it was just like, I was like, this is just too much. So I did it for myself because I'm like a lot of people, I was just like addicted. I was like, I would get on Facebook and see what people were saying and see what was going on. But I said, I'm going to take a year off.
Mm-hmm.
I took a year off Facebook and I'm just going to deactivate it. And I'm going to do Church of the Highlands does a 1 year Bible. Mm-hmm. It's not just like a daily devotion. And I thought, you know, and this is what I did, you know, you always say self-care, you know, as a mother, we have to have self-care. Well, I was trying to have some self-care both physically, but also emotionally and spiritually.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And to me, Facebook, there was just a lot of drama. Even so, I had family members not talking to family members because this political thing or that political thing. And I was like, no, I just can't do that. So I just took a year off.
Yeah, it's really addictive for sure.
It is.
It's just kind of quieter.
And I'm telling you, once I did that, at first I kind of missed it because I was like, I don't know what they're saying. but what I did is I took a year off and I did the 1 year Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So I would start my morning, instead of starting my morning with coffee and Facebook before I got everybody up, like at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I purposely wanted to see if I could do it. Mm-hmm. I took a year off and I did coffee and a devotion.
And
the more I did it, I was like,
I felt better.
Yes.
I personally, inside, inside of me, I felt better. There was no anxiety. It wasn't like, I can't believe she said that. Or I can't. It was like, okay, I feel good. So now it's been over a year. So I'm not, I guess I need to get back on it because so many people are like, you need to get back on it because this is what, you know. So I might, but I am on Instagram because Instagram seems nicer. And it's just like, you just post stuff and it's, you know. But they can also call my cell phone, which is 256-689-1482. And they can also look me up on Instagram. I'm on Instagram and I do videos on there with Travis making stuff and stuff. So they can see that he's, you know, he really does it. I don't, I never leave him by himself, obviously. I know it. Maybe your, I know your head hurts.
I know. Now it'll be one. Yeah.
So he's looking at me. I'm sorry.
Charge.
So yeah, but you computer. Can. You want? Do you want to get on the computer?
Computer.
But not yet. Look, I'm still talking. he doesn't understand. I've never done the same thing. So this is like, oh man. He's
computer.
Like,
well, it's okay, Travis. We're finishing up.
Red.
I'm so sorry. He's looking like, Mom, no.
No, you're good. So no, I've learned so much stuff and I feel like we've covered everything, but as we're closing up, is there something that you'd like to see more of in the disability
community? Is there something, I'm sorry, what?
Is there anything you'd like to see more of in the disability community?
Oh yes. for me personally, and I guess it's because we just, well, it's been a year ago on Mother's Day that we started going to Church of the Highlands. Mm-hmm. And it's actually somebody recommended it to us. And I think, and this is another big soapbox for me to step on. You know, if you go to Disney World, they have special passes for people with exceptional needs. If you go to Six Flags, if you go to Dollywood, all these places, they make accommodations, and not just little accommodations, they make accommodations so that the whole entire family can be there as a family. Mm-hmm. And personally, I think that every church in America, if there is a need in their community, they should be able to offer a class for people with exceptional needs and not just babysit them, but make them feel like they're a part of. Because I said, my goodness, if Disney World does it, then shouldn't a church do it? So I really think I would like to see that happen more. There needs to be more of that out there because as a parent, it's so good to be able to say, oh yeah, we go to church as a family. That, and I wish there was a way that we could go to a movie theater as a family. Travis has real, you know, hearing sensitivity. So like movie theaters are hard, but we have gone to outdoor drive-ins, like the one at Leeds, which is like awesome. And he really enjoyed that. So I would like to see just more things that the whole entire family can go to as a family, like they do at Disney World and like they do at Six Flags. They make accommodations. So I would like to see that. And another thing, I'm getting on my soapbox again. I think that every store in America needs to have a family bathroom.
Yeah.
Can you say amen to that? Because like you go, like Target does, and it's wonderful. But you go to some places, and like if my husband isn't with me, well, Travis can't go to the bathroom by himself, but he's a 6'2" grown man. But guess what? He goes to the bathroom with mama. I'm like, somebody say something. Somebody say something. Come on. You know. But I'm not about to go in the men's bathroom, you know, so he goes to the bathroom with me, and that's fine. So I would like to see it be mandatory that every public place has to have a family bathroom. And I would like to see more inclusion in churches and other places like that. That's the two things. That's my wish list.
Hey, and I know Travis is a little bit older, but have you seen, and he probably would still like it, but have you seen where Chuck E. Cheese has like sensory friendly Sundays? And,
That's
it's, I'll send you, I'll send you the link, but it's like a certain time, and and but it's sensory friendly, and I guess it's just like kids would get from and that would be fun. Like y'all could even invite your grandchildren, but I think maybe like lives are different. Like they just have a few things that are different, and it's for a certain amount of time. I think it's like 1 day a month or something like that. But I thought that was so cool.
And I know that some movie theaters, there's not any around here, unfortunately.
That's what made me think of it. I was wondering about the theater.
I have heard that some movie theaters, and I wish that they had, like, we have one in Oxford, the Quintard Mall. They have an Amstar 12, and it's nice, but they don't have any sensory-friendly days. If they did, I would try to take Travis to one, because I like movies. Like, right. You know, but we just don't get to go as often, because I would like to go as a family. And it's important to be able to go as a family. So, yeah, I would like to see more inclusion for your whole entire family. Yeah, definitely.
Yes. Y'all, I have enjoyed this so much, and I'm so happy I finally got to meet y'all. And I know y'all had a big to-do list to get started on.
We have a big list to do today. We start every day. Well, I start every day with caffeine and Christ. You're smiling now. So, but yeah, and we have our list to do. So we're getting ready to go do our list.
Well, I'm going to reach out to y'all because I want to try to get, because the Orangeade, I had never heard of the Orangeade. So I want to try that one day.
Yes, I would love
And so, to. So maybe, possibly, depending on when we do it, because I don't know if we're going to do it before baby or after baby, but for Charlie's Lemonade Stand, maybe we could meet y'all in Birmingham and get some of his lemonade and all the everything. Yeah.
You just let me know, and we are there, without a doubt. Definitely.
Sounds good. Well, this was so much fun, and thank y'all so much.
I'm so glad we got to do this.
Thank y'all.
You so much.
Bye, Travis.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.